power in the gun debate on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Actor Matthew McConaughey is at the White House after spending much of last week in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas, grieving with the community after the mass shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers.
To make the loss of these lives matter.
McConaughey leading off today's White House briefing with detailed stories about some of the victims and hope for solutions.
At this time, it seems that something is different. There is a sense that perhaps there's a viable path forward. Responsible parties in this debate seem to at least be committed to sitting down and having a real conversation about a new and improved path forward.
He also met with President Biden. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes for legislation to address mental health and school security, with Democrats pushing for more gun restrictions, including expanded background checks and a new age limit on semi-automatic weapons. For now, bipartisan talks continue. A potential breakthrough in the fight against cancer as an experimental treatment wipes out the disease without surgery or chemo.
It is being hailed as a new drug that can conquer cancer, a complete remission, say the doctors here, something that the medical community has never seen before.
Fox's Eric Shawn at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, where the drug was given to 18 patients with early stage rectal cancer. Their tumors and cancer disappeared.
The drug has laboratory produced molecules that substitute for our body's natural antibodies. The study published over the weekend in the New England Journal of Medicine says in part, quote, the percentage of patients with clinical complete response was 100%. No patients had disease progression or recurrence.
GlaxoSmithKline says they're very encouraged by the data, look forward to working on expanding the clinical study. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An American woman pleads guilty to helping a terror group.
The case against Allison Fluke Ekron went beyond providing money and supplies to ISIS. Federal prosecutors say what she did was much worse, leading an all-female battalion of terrorists in Syria. Starting in 2016, prosecutors say Fluke Ekron commanded a group of ISIS women trained to use AK-47s, grenades, and suicide belts. According to a detention memo, the 42-year-old who used to live in Kansas also trained children to use assault rifles. Prosecutors also said Fluke Ekron considered attacking a U.S. college campus and a shopping mall. She even attempted to fake her own death to prevent American authorities from locating her. Fluke Ekron faces up to 20 years in prison when she's sentenced in October. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The man accused of killing a retired judge in Wisconsin has died. 56-year-old Douglas Udy had been found in the victim's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators said he also had a hit list of other officials and an extensive criminal record. State officials confirming Udy's death today. He had been on life support. A golfing great pulls out of another major.
The U.S. Open will not include three-time champion Tiger Woods, who announced Tuesday on Twitter he had informed the U.S. Golf Association he will not be competing. Tiger wrote, "My body needs more time to get stronger for major championship play." He withdrew from last month's PGA Championship before the final round because of the toll taken on his surgically repaired leg. The U.S. Open tees off next Thursday at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. Tiger said he hopes and plans to be ready to play two events next month, the J.P. McManus Pro-Am in Ireland, and then the Open Championship, the British Open, in St. Andrews, Scotland. Tiger wrote, "I'm excited to get back out there soon." Jared Max, Fox News.
An hour to the close. Wall Street's trying for a win. The Dow's now up 181 points after falling into negative territory at times as oil prices hit 120 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.